what you can learn from all this is that big cases make for big mistakes. Look what happened in O.J. Simpson. And look what happened in Ray Lewis.
A couple of weeks ago, the family of the incident in 2000, and I'm paraphrasing, but it goes something like this. While Ray Lewis is being celebrated by millions, two men tragically and brutally died in Atlanta. Ray Lewis knows more than Ray Lewis ever shared. What would you like to say to the families?
It's simple, you know. God has never made a mistake.
It happened just hours after the Super Bowl, and it happened in a flash.
Oakley says he was leaving the club with Lewis when the two victims started arguing with their group. Then it was mayhem.
Two men were stabbed to death in Atlanta. The primary suspect, Baltimore Ravens star linebacker, Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis absolutely took control and told everybody to shut the fuck up. I am not gonna let you motherfuckers ruin my career.
Charged with murder, Ray Lewis, Reginald Oakley, and Joseph Sweeting would stand trial and walk free.
We had one job, get Ray to training camp.
But for the victims' families, justice was never served.
So you think on this day, Ray Lewis knows what happened that night?
Oh yeah, I hope it haunts them for the rest of their life until they burn in hell.
Questions and theories still surround that night in Atlanta, and the murders have remained a cloud over Lewis's otherwise remarkable career.
So what do you think they're hiding?
They know what happened. They know exactly what happened.
When he murdered my nephew, they made Ray Lewis famous.
Did one of sport's biggest stars get away with a heinous crime? Or was the whole thing a tragic misunderstanding?
If our system took the time to really investigate what happened 13 years ago, maybe they would have got to the bottom line truth.
Over 20 years later, it's time to tell the story of what happened that tragic night in Atlanta. From Tenderfoot TV, I'm Tim Livingston, and this is The Raven.